Hi, this is Pat Barry. I've got another story for you.
So one of the nice things about Fort Cascades is there are trail markers that, along with the descriptions in the brochure, give you an idea of what was there. Because of that 1894 flood and subsequent activity that went through there, you don't see a lot of tangible evidence of what was there. There's one thing that I'd like to add, and that's, well, actually two things. One is the remnants of the old Portage Railroad. The Portage Railroad was used to really move fish around the rapids down to a lower landing where the fish could be loaded onto vessels to convey them down to the cannery. So this railroad was in use for quite a while, but it was replaced by the one on the Oregon side eventually. So what you can see on the trail is there are some actual wheels of some of those trains and some rails that were preserved, and you can actually see those things. They were removed from the site, and then they were put back to the site.
It's not original and authentic, but they are the actual rails and the actual wheels from the train.
So if you looked at the portage around the whole Cascade Rapids, you would start up above what the location of Bridge of the God, and you would portage down below Fort Cascade because those rapids were
Not impassable, but they were very challenging.
and people did lose their lives as they went through there. 6 miles is probably not far off because from up above Bridge of the Gods, which is where Fort Luganville was located, all the way down to Fort Cascades, again, three forts, and Fort Raines in the middle. The difficulty with that particular site, Portage Railroad site, is that you have to get up. So if you're in a wheelchair or if you have difficulty climbing hills, it's challenging.